Skull Balls is Disciple 13.
And Disciple 14.
We're from Bloodline.
If you're going to rock,
rock for him.
Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the guys from the band Bloodline. Well, hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. My name is Sanchez. Joining me today is my little sister, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, how's it going?
Really good. Today was a really good day off work, so praise God for that. I needed it.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you.
And as you can see, the two gentlemen we have here, we have the guys, the two of the three guys from Bloodlined. Guys, how are you doing today?
What's up, man? How are you?
Fantastic. Thank y'all for letting us be here.
Oh, you know what? This is honestly such a blessing to us. You guys sent us your music a while ago. And I don't know if you guys remember. I think it was probably one of you guys I was talking to via email where our station originally flagged it as AI.
Yes.
And I'm like, there is no way. Like, I'm watching these guys' videos. I'm listening to their music. There's no way this is AI. So I had to ask. I'm like, I really don't want to offend these guys, but I got to ask. So for all those online right now, not AI. You see that right there? These two guys.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. And, man, you guys' music.
Easier to be AI.
Right?
I kind of take it as a compliment, really. I mean, sort of. If it's because it's so good that you can't believe it, well, then I say thank you.
Yes. Honestly, like, your guys' music is fantastic.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We take pride in it. I mean, it's kind of cool because we record everything in-house with us.
Yes.
And then we're working with we co-produce. And then I'm sure you've heard of Rick Beato. He's a famous YouTuber. We know him, and then his engineer is actually our co-producer. His name's Ken Lanyon. So we kind of produce the songs and write the songs as far as we can. We get done with them, and then we send it off to him. He adds his flair to the song, and he does the final mix. And then we've got Brad Blackwood, which has done Seven Dust, Alter Bridge. He does all the mastering, so he's amazing as well. So we got a lot of good people working on this.
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow, that's impressive. Reflections is really good, though. Like, really good. That is, I'm sorry if you disagree, but that is your best song. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. We've had several songs that we've been working on that's kind of in the pipeline. And when that one got written, it got shoved to the front. And we all kind of knew that one was special. And I'm the drummer, and drums kind of come first in the process, so usually it's kind of like, well, here's what we're doing, and I'll have three or four of them ready to go, and then that one got shoved in there. It was like, okay, this one goes to the front of the pile. And every now and then we'll get one like that where it comes through and it's like, okay, this one's next, you know. And that was definitely one of them. We were all very excited to jump on that.
Yes,
love it.
Yeah, that one kind of merges. That one's, you know, everybody's been asking for a little bit heavier song, and you know, that's kind of where we're at musically right now, is that kind of style. You know, Mary Did You Know was not super heavy. Reborn was, you know, a little heavy. Savior was,
it's more praise.
Yeah, you know, and you know, so this one's kind of that fine line between being heavy but also still being able to be mainstream, and then also having the screaming element, you know, as well with it. So
right.
You did it beautifully. I think you got it right. It's amazing.
Yeah,
you,
for, sure.
For me, who I really listen to, like, just the heavy stuff. Yeah. I was very happy with it.
Wow, thank you. It's had a really good response. And when we had the demos of it, I was kind of, you know, playing it for different people, and it, even like, some older people who I would think that wouldn't, you know, the screaming vocals wouldn't really appeal to them. I was shocked at how many said, no, it works. It works.
It does.
And, I was pleasantly surprised. So yes.
That's fantastic. So for those that don't know who you are, can you guys kind of introduce yourselves and introduce the band?
Yep. So I'm Disciple 13.
I'm Disciple 14. We have one more member that's not with us. That's Disciple 17. He's our singer.
So I play guitar. He's the drummer. And then we've got 17, which is, he's an amazing vocalist. He can kind of do both. He can scream. He can sing. But we're in a band called Bloodline, and we're doing something a little different, you know, as you can tell by our appearance here. We wear masks. Our band is based out of Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, the Valley of the Dry Bones. And the Lord's just doing something really special with this project. As you can see in a lot of the things we tag, everything says all for His glory, because everything we do is for His glory. He's the one that's kind of running this thing. We're just kind of instruments and just following His lead. And as crazy as it looks and as crazy as it sounds, He's really been working in it. And it's been incredible just to see how this thing's just kind of been taken off, and all the responses from people. We get all kind of messages, emails from people talking about how this band has really helped them and, you know, opened their walk with the Lord, and these songs have really been speaking to people. And to me, that's the most important thing, because again, we want to bring people to the Lord, and we want people to go to heaven. You know, we don't want people to have to go to hell and for eternity. So if you can do something with theatrics that catch people's eye, that maybe they wouldn't go to church, or maybe they wouldn't listen to Christian music, if this mask and get up just, you know, does that for one person, then that's what it's about.
Absolutely. Like, you know, that is such a great point, though, because not everybody listens to your stereotypical Christian music. And that's why I love you guys. You guys got the right look, because you guys speak to me. I mean, your sound, your look, everything is what I look for when I look for music. Like, I don't want your stereotypical. Like, I can turn on, I can listen to Jeremy Camp, Matthew West, all that I can. But if I'm going to listen to music, it's Bloodline, it's Grave Robber, it's, you know, Convictions, it's that heavy type of music. And that's, I love your guys' message, I love your music. Now, I know you guys have caught some backlash over your look and your sound. You know, how do you guys take that?
We take it with a grain of salt. I mean, again, our mission was placed on us by God. So who is it that you know, is going to form any kind of resistance in face of God? You know, so we, not everybody gets it. It's not for everybody. And we hope we do touch as many as we can. But for the ones that don't, okay, maybe something else will get you. But we'll stay on our path that God's laid out for us. And maybe you'll come around.
Yeah, we do. We do try to educate people, because you've got a lot of people. So, you know, the cool thing is like, as bigger as this thing gets, you know, it's been 99% positive. But you've got the 1% that, you know, try to, you know, and it's the enemy too, you know, he's feeding, you know, I mean, when you're doing something for the Lord, he's always got to, you know, show his face and everything. So realistically, we just try to educate people and try to let them know what we're about. And, you know, I mean, we're not satanic, we're not for the other team, you know, we're all for God. And, you know, we hope people see that through our actions. And that's why I encourage people to go and listen to our music and go and look at our Facebook page, and you'll see that everything we do, you know, we're spreading the message for the Lord, you know.
Yep.
And but again, some people don't understand it, and that's fine. We're not for everybody. We know that. We knew that going into this. But God's putting us in front of people that He wants us to be in front of, and that's what's important.
Absolutely. And that's why we do this show, so those that don't understand, they can get to know you. We've said from the beginning, if the people that, you know, are in charge of a church, like the pastors, the elders, the deacons, they may not listen to your music, but if they can see your guys' hearts and see the meaning behind your music, that changes minds and hearts right there.
That's right. Absolutely.
They'll go, okay, these guys are sold out for God. They are absolutely in it to win it. So that's why we need the show.
And, you know, and through this project, like, it's more than music. You know, like, we want to do music, of course, you know, for the Lord, because that's what he's called us to do, to be musicianaries. But there's more to it. You know, we'd like to be able to do some charity work and help people and, you know, spread the word that way as well. You know, once this thing continues to get bigger, you know, he's gave us a platform, you know, to stand on in the world. And so we're just trying to, you know, fight the good fight and spread his message.
So do you guys play shows? Are you guys already doing that?
So we haven't yet. We're working on that. We're working now to do our first show. We're hoping October, November. We're going to do it here in North Carolina, locally here. And so we're working through the rehearsal process. We're trying to get more music, you know. And so right now we've got 4 songs. We're getting ready to start working on the 5th one. It's about Psalm 91. So it's going to be it's another killer song. And, so we're working towards to do our first show this year. And then next year we want to, you know, tour, you know, we've been getting a lot of requests to come a lot of places. So, we definitely want to do that. And, you know, we'd like to also maybe try to jump on with some other bands, you know, and see, you know, maybe Seventh Day Slumber, you know, some of those guys, and try to, you know, play some shows with them and, just kind of see where the Lord takes us.
They would be great for you guys. We had them up here last July, and I mean, their show was fantastic, but you guys opening for them, a lineup of Seventh Day Slumber, Magdalene Rose, and Bloodlined, done.
Be a cool show. Yeah,
I'm down.
And that's the few things we're trying to work out, you know. It's just like trying to work out our show and the theatrics, and, you know, because, I mean, it's going to be an experience, you know. I mean, when people come and see us, it's going to be a full blown experience. So that's, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. So,
So I guess I have to ask, if you're going to do a live show, the masks have got to be a hindrance, like the skulls. How would you guys get around that?
Well, that's part of the problem. We've all been doing this long enough as musicians, and we put a lot of emotion and heart into everything we do, and so because of that, and with this project, it's shown us too to dare to be bold, you know. If you're going to take it on all the way, and I think we all have really big visions of what we want, but that's going to take a lot of resources, and so we've been very cautious as to, when we do make that first step, to try to put our best foot forward and try to pull out all the stops, so that when we do make a statement, we make a real statement. And to answer your question, yes, it does pose its own challenges, but we're certainly up for the challenge, and we're hoping to bring something that really is going to make people really want to come see.
Yeah, we're actually, I designed some new masks for us for live performance. It's more, you know, it's more custom for us, more military, since that's kind of our thing too. So we're working through that as well right now, trying to get all those, you know, designs made and made into a real thing. So, we hope to have that soon. But yeah, I mean, it's like I tell the people that ask about the mask, and they're, you know, they think we just want to wear these to look cool. It's like, trust me, like, if I was going to do Christian music and the Lord didn't call us to do it this way, and I was going to do it my own way, I would not be wearing a mask.
There's a lot easier ways. So. For sure.
And like, you know, how I am the Pendragon, he's got his mask that just has kind of like the opening on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've already looked into that. That might be more comfortable.
Well, so our singer's mask, actually, his mouth moves and his mouth is actually open. So his actually works for this.
It articulates.
Yeah. So others, you know, like even for this interview, we had to put the microphones inside the mask. You know, so we're not really getting no airflow through this thing, you know, so we're just kind of breathing our hot air.
I love masks. In my old life, I used to wear them all the time with my videos that I used to do. And it was like my favorite thing. I honestly miss wearing. It was awesome.
Well, that's the hard part.
If you see me keep looking over, I'm looking at the chats here, and I'm telling you, there are so many comments right now. on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys are loved.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
That's awesome, man. Thank,
thank you.
You.
I was hoping we'd be able to see him. I don't see him on our screen, but thank you all. Thank you all very much.
Yeah, like, well, the owner of the station that we're currently on, well, I shouldn't say currently, we absolutely love Solid Rock Radio. He says, Bloodlined is kind of like Bloodlines. Could it be two members of Bloodlines Masked?
No.
No.
So I can tell by the voices. I know.
Yeah. I know there's people out there going, who are these guys? And they're going to try and figure it out. So
yeah. And to kind of talk about the Bloodlines thing, you know, like everybody thinks, you know, we had some people that thought that we just was trying to ride their coattails. And to be honest with you, we just recently heard about those guys probably several months ago when people started tagging us and saying, hey, you guys have a similar name. And, you know, and I mean, like I said, you know, we listen to a few of their songs and they sound great and they're doing their own thing for the Lord. And yeah, we do have similar names, and but we're just using what the Lord gave us. You know, this is the name that he told us to use. We
built around it.
Yeah, we're not trying to, you know, step on anybody's coattails and or ride anybody's success. That's not what we're doing, you know.
Yeah, if anything, it probably does more harm than good. But it is what it is.
Now, see, I know that. So Bloodlines is my favorite band. They're the ones that I just went and saw. Like, I spent some time with them. Like, they're my dudes. I already know, like, there's Bloodlines, there's Bloodline. Like, I understand. So anybody that fully understands, though, it's fine.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe in the future we can play a show together and we do some kind of blood for blood, you know, kind of.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Kind of, yeah, you guys will love those guys. They're such genuine heart for God. Just, yeah, you guys would be awesome.
Yeah, and so, and again, like I said, you know, it's just, you got people that just want to, you know, think that they know what's going on and, you know, and they don't. So, but we wish those guys the best. I mean, you know, because like I said, they're doing stuff for the Lord just like we are. And that's what this is all about. So
we fight for the same team.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say that all the time. And, you know, we're all Christian artists, so we need to support each other. You know, that's what this is about. Nobody's better than anybody. We're all in this together because, again, and if you're doing it for the right reason, which they are, we are, we're trying to bring people, you know, to the kingdom. So,
for sure. And hey, we have Alfredo from Cannibalistic. He's in the chat and he says he absolutely loves you guys. He's like, he's
Thank
a vocalist you. Here and he loves it. Loves you
Thank
guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so Thank much. You.
So tell me about your guys' names in, like, your names in the band, like Disciple 13, Disciple 17, Disciple, I'm sorry, I don't remember what the, 4?
14.
14. So how did you guys come up with that? I'm assuming it comes up with a, ties into a verse somehow.
Yeah, so it's basically like what Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. So you can kind of look at us and, you know, you had the original 12 disciples, and realistically, the way I see it is that anybody that comes to Christ after that is just a continuation of the disciples. Right. So after kind of praying and kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do name-wise, this just kind of just felt right, and it kind of stuck. So we decided to go 13 through 17. So I'm disciple 13. My verse is Philippians 4:13. And that's actually been my personal verse for many, many years. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so that just kind of really stuck with me for this character, you know. And then we've got 14 here.
Mine's from Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, but you need only to be still. And that's kind of it's just been a mantra of mine. I find that it just, if you allow God to work, then there's nothing that can, no weapon can be formed against you, you know.
Love it.
And then 17, his is Psalms 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So we're still a three-piece currently. We're looking for two new members. We need another rhythm guitar player, and then we need a bass player. So they'll take on 15 and 16, and then, you know, we'll kind of sort their verses out once they, you know, but we, you know, people's like, are you looking for people? And we're just like, you know what? It's been working so good as a three-piece that the Lord will send the right people. You know, I mean, basically, when he gave me the inception of this band, I was by myself. And then he sent 17 my way, and then 14 came into the picture. And he's just, you know, he's been guiding this whole thing. So we're just, we're not worried about it. When the time's right and those people are supposed to come our way, he'll send
them. So, yep.
So when you sit down to write music, is there just one of you guys that like comes up with the idea and the other ones just kind of fill in, or is it like a group effort where you're all sitting down like, hey, I got this riff. All right. And let me play over that. Oh, I got these vocals. Like how, what's your guys' process for it?
So it's basically, it's a group effort really, you know, so we'll just talk about Reflection since it's our, you know, recent song. So last October I was working out of town, and 17 had been working on Reflections, and he sent this just little demo that he had of, you know, some of the vocals and some of the guitar stuff, because we all play, you know, we're all multi-instrumentalists. So so he just sent this little demo of kind of what he was working on, and I was instantly hooked. When I heard the message, when I heard the first lyric, I just was like, the Lord just spoke to me. I was just like, this is going to be that song, you know? And, so yeah, so it works different ways. You know, I bring riffs or melodies. He does the same. He comes up with stuff, and then we just get together. And like I said, we've all got studios, so we're able to, you know, just work from different areas, you know, but then we all get together collaboratively too, to kind of put the final pieces together. And then Ken Lanyon, which I said is our co-producer, will send, once we kind of get something that we like and we feel is good, we'll send a little demo to him. He'll check it out, you know, he'll tell us what he thinks, you know, because when you're working on a song, you know, you kind of get blind to it, you know, you think, all right, this is great, this is great, you know, but so it's nice to have that fourth man that's not even really
right,
you know, playing the stuff, and he just can kind of tell us what he thinks. And then
many times he's our tiebreaker too.
Yeah.
All ties go to Ken.
So and then, yeah, so then once, you know, once he's good with it, you know, we make the changes and stuff, then we'll get into full production. And we'll start with drums, and 14 just built a beautiful studio here at his house, so that's actually where we're at right now. He's got a full drum room, control room, extra. We actually shot our complete music video for Reflections here a few weekends ago.
So, Savior as well.
Yeah, Savior. We did a little studio video for Savior here too. So, but it's nice to be able to have that flexibility to work between, you know, three different places. And, you know, but I try to stay involved with all the process because I'm kind of one of the engineers, recording engineers. So I try to at least, you know, when we track vocals, I'm there. When I track drums, I'm there. And everything like that. And we've been trying to film behind the scenes stuff, but you can imagine when you're trying to be creative and wear a mask, it doesn't really work. So we've got all this footage of us recording these songs, but we're not wearing the mask. So this next song, Psalm 91, we're going to make a valid effort to record the whole process. And we're going to wear our masks pretty much the whole time, and going to be aggravating, but it'll be cool for people to see that side, you know. So
so you guys have been playing music, like, you clearly you're very talented. Where and how did you initially get started doing all of that?
Well, it's been a long time. We've all known each other for
since 2009.
Is that right?
Yeah, we actually all met the same night. It was kind of funny.
Yes, that's correct.
So his band was, so basically 17 was doing he was hosting open mic nights for local bands. And the band that I was in at the time, it was our first show. It was his band's first show. And so we all met that same night. You know, it's kind of crazy to think about, you know.
But we've been in several projects, you know, not even together, just in each other's orbit, for years and years. Like we would do random things together, but nothing that was really an official. We were in one band together for just a short stint. We didn't really do a whole lot, and then that kind of didn't amount to a whole lot, but we would still do these little side things. I would come and lay drum tracks for different things, different little projects, and this was the first thing that came where it was like a real official band and going for something, you know. And it's been no holds barred since I've jumped in anyway.
Yeah. And a lot of his projects, I've recorded their albums, basically working the same way we're working now. I recorded this stuff, and then Ken, our co-producer, he done basically does what he does for us. He mixed it and adds his flair to it. Mm-hmm. And then him and 17, right before this project actually started, they were in a band together. And, when you think about it, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, I never would have thought that these two guys, we would be doing this, what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you were like, I don't know, little kids, that's when you were like, I'm going to go and be a drummer and I'm going to learn this. Like, is that kind of just how it started?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have an older brother that was a drummer as well. And so from, must have been from, it is just being big enough to, like, I remember having drumsticks and hitting my bed, playing drums on my bed. Actually, before that, I remember being 4 or 5 years old and turning clothes hampers upside down and using like chopsticks, playing along to the radio, and my mom would, whatever it was to keep me busy, that was fine. But I'd drag all the pots and pans, and that would be my full drum kit, But yes, it's been my whole life, and I assume probably the same for the guys too. 13, besides, being a blistering guitar player, one of the best guitar players I've ever played with, on the technical end, he's a great engineer, a great producer, and 17 as well. These are all just skills that we've picked up along the way, just from years and years and years of playing. And, it's incredible. Like I've told him before, I said, it opens my eyes every step of the way. And I start to see I wonder if this was for this, did God put this in my life for this? And it's contacts and just little things here and there that just seem to just kind of present itself. And it's like, wow. Everything just keeps like, let him open the door. If he opens the door, walk through it.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was raised in church, so like I sang in a little choir when I was 4 and 5 years old, and then I moved to the drums for a brief time and played trumpet. So I've always been very musical. And then when I was 13, I wanted to play guitar, and so I just got a guitar and just never looked back. It's been a very cool experience. Just over the years learning the instrument. I didn't have lessons. I just learned just by playing, with records. I was trying to, emulate what Zakk Wylde or Randy Rhoads or Eddie Van Halen was doing, And so that's kind of how I learned. Kids nowadays have YouTube. And so we didn't have that back then. So.
Yep, for sure. I got to tell you, so many people are in the chat commenting. It unbelievable. All right, real quick. I'm going to read off a couple of the comments here. Christopher Dotson says, my dude's preaching the unity of the body. He loves it. Alicia Tunby says, what part of North Carolina are you guys from?
So we're actually from, we're from near Charlotte. We're actually from like Concord, but nobody really knows where Concord's at. But if you say Charlotte, they're like, hey, there's a racetrack there. So that's just kind of what we say.
Let's see. And then we've got Tyler Randolph says that he needs you guys at another Tennessee date. And Alex from Cannibalistic is on now. Another guy from Cannibalistic. Right. Apparently they are digging you guys. He just says, cool, howdy, fellas.
Hey, what's up, dude?
So, yeah. Let's see. Eric and Pam Lyon want to know, how far away you guys from an entire album? And he or she, I can't tell because it just says Eric-Pam. So Eric Pam wants to know, how far away is an album for you? And they love your style in music.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So, singles are kind of the thing, right now. So we're going to release Psalm 91. That's the next song after Reflections. And then we're going to do one more after that, and then we're going to try to do like a worship EP. So, song kind of worship. We got a version of How Great Thou Art that we've been working on.
Can't wait for that.
And that's going to blow some people's minds with how cool that song's going to be. So, you know,
that was where we recorded the drum tracks at your church, right?
Yeah.
Oh God, the drums sounded so good in that room. I can't wait for that.
We love covers, so we'll be excited for this.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we started with Mary Did You Know. You know, we were nobodies, and I've always loved that song, and I was just like, let's start with a cover and let's see what happens with that, you know, before you go and put out an original song and it does nothing, you know. At least Mary Did You Know, people know the song,
identify with it.
Yeah, so we released that in December of 2024, and you know, it got us going, you know. I mean, it, you know, started, you know, a good trail, you know, of people, you know, checking us out. We had nobody checking us out, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got 50 people that, you know, all of a sudden want to learn about your band.
Yeah, that's so crazy. But to answer your question, I mean, we've probably got drum tracks for 20 songs. It's got to be close.
Probably 15. Yeah, we've been, like I said, we've been working at this since 2024. We've got quite a bit of stuff, but then some of the stuff you write, you're just kind of like,
he's getting shoved to the front of the line.
Yeah, you know, some of this newer stuff, because like we kind of like the direction we're going right now. Mm-hmm. You know, especially after Reflections, we kind of like that style.
But there's some gems back in there. There's so many I want to get to. I can't wait. But like you say, I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
you keep getting new ones that you get excited about. But there's several in the tank that aren't finished, but we probably have enough for a full-length album if we wanted to put it out.
Yeah,
but like you said, I think we're just going to go the singles route for a while, and I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, at least for two more songs we'll do the single, and then we're going to, you know, I want to do another Christmas song this year, so you know, and Christmas singles kind of work in October. They start, that's when people start releasing them, so try, you know, the rest of the summer, try maybe get something like that nailed down, and then try to get, you know, these four or five songs we want to put on this worship album, and then maybe sometime around the end of the year, maybe we can have that ready to go and put it out, so that way there's more music instead of just, you know, five, six songs.
More music is always good.
The excitement, in your voice, 14, has got me excited, so... Keep that energy. I can hear it, and I'm here for it.
There's so many that are so good. I'm chomping at the bit. I mean, like you said, it's the new stuff. You tend to get excited when there's something new and fresh. But I know that there was that chunk that we recorded at your church. I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe it's just being the drummer, but those drum sounds were so good. And I can't wait for those to come back too, you know, but I guess all in due time.
All right. Well, I guess we should probably ask for your testimonies. How did you guys come to know Christ? Whoever wants
to
go
first. You want me to go first?
I go. I was raised in a house that we knew God, God-fearing home, and we would have Bible studies at home, and many of those. As a child, it didn't speak to me then. And then by the time I became 13, 14, one of the first things that really touched me was when I first got turned on to Striper. And I heard that band, and for whatever reason, that it made sense to me. This was my music. This is what I grew up with. The words had meaning to me. And so to me, that was one of the first awakening moments for me. And Striper still, to this day, touches me.
Love it.
How about you?
Yeah, so I was, like I mentioned earlier, I was raised in the church. So my dad worked for the church. My mom worked for the church. So basically, and the church had a Christian school. So I was there pretty much, you know, every time the doors was opening more. And so I grew up, you know, very musical and, you know, was very involved. I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 7 years old, and I'll never forget that, and how my dad, he grabbed me that night at the altar at the church and told me that people was rejoicing in heaven because I gave my life to the Lord, and, you know, and I still remember that day. And, you know, but growing up and being that involved with the church, you start seeing things that you don't like, and when I started getting older, I started understanding things that was happening and started seeing some of the clickiness and politics, and you know, just it didn't sit right with me. And you know, so I told my parents that I didn't want to go to church anymore, and they were, you know, they were heartbroken, but they just, you know, they let me stay home for my first ever time staying home by myself. And
did your wishes?
Yeah, they respected my wishes. And so then my sister and them, they were going to another church, and they were involved with the youth. So I started going to church with them, started getting involved with the youth with them, and had opportunity because I, you know, was playing guitar, had opportunity to start playing guitar in the church band. And they were very, very conservative with their music. And, you know, me being a, you know, young teenage rock guitar player, you know, we started rocking the songs up, and the congregation was loving it. But the minister of music didn't really care for it. So after a few Sundays, they came up to me and said they didn't want me to play in the church band anymore. And you can imagine being a teenager hearing those words, that just breaks your heart. And, you know, so after that, I was done with the church. And so I just went out on my own. And right after that, I started my first big band, and done a lot of cool things in music, stuff I never would have dreamed that I would ever get to do, I got to do. And sometime around 2019, I was very self-centered. I wanted to be a rock star. I mean, I was still a Christian, but I wasn't walking the walk, you know. Still prayed on occasions, but sometime around 2019, the Lord really started working on my heart. Me and my wife had our first child, and you can imagine what that does to a person, you know, and you start changing for the good. And, you know, and then he just kept working on me and working on me. And then 2020, when COVID happened, I was out of town working, and a tornado come over where I was staying and destroyed everything around us, but it didn't destroy the house me and another coworker were in. And that's when my eyes really started opening up. And so through the rest of 2020, he was working on me. And then fast forward 2023, my wife told me, she said, we need to get in church. And I agreed with her. But again, you know, I was hurt. I was fighting it. So then in August of 2023, I was driving to work one morning. It was about 5:30 in the morning. And there's a church that I always pass. And they always have these really cool messages on their billboard out front. And they had just changed it, apparently, because it said, the enemy cannot cross the bloodline. As soon as I read that, the Lord spoke to me, and that's when he gave me this, you know, this whole thing with this band. He just laid it out in a matter of a few minutes. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, how do I do this? I don't have any Christian friends. You know, I don't really know any Christian musicians. And the masks, you know, what are people going to think about that? But again, when the Lord tells you to do something, you do it.
Yep.
So I went home, I prayed about it, and then a few weeks later, we ended up going to church for the first time. And every message that the preacher preached over the next several weeks was just, you know, things related to me and the band. And
right at you.
Yeah, just right at me, you know. And so I gave my life back to the Lord, and just haven't looked back since.
Wow. Fantastic.
Sorry, I was a little long, but, you know.
So, here's another comment. It's from Christopher Campbell. He says, the Facebook algorithm brought both you guys, meaning Bloodline, and Rock For Him to me, and that is the best thing Facebook has ever done for me. So,
amen.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
And we have one of our good friends, Ryan Donnell of Broken Bottle, and he's got a festival coming up. Ryan, if you're still watching, these guys here, you want them at your festival. Trust me. If you haven't heard their music, do it. So,
thanks, man.
Anyways, I know that you guys are about giving Kira all kinds of anxiety. She is our researcher, and she will dig stuff out. And being that you're hidden behind masks and there's virtually nothing about you guys, I know she's got to be like, ugh!
Yeah, that's honestly, like, I've already been in my head telling myself, don't ask certain questions, that's disrespectful. Like, I am very curious, but we're just going to leave it. I just want to ask you, Your whole thing is movement ready to go to war for God. Just talk about that and how we can help you to do that.
Yes.
First and foremost, I think what you guys are doing is really cool.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys are giving, you know, bands and a platform, and you know, you guys have all these resources that y'all have. You know, y'all started basically the same way we did. You know, God gave you a mission, and you know, you accepted it.
You followed it through.
Yeah. And you guys are doing amazing things. You know, I mean, y'all were actually one of the first Facebook pages that kind of came across our feed, you know, that we should check you guys out, you know. And, you know, then I started learning more about y'all and what y'all do. And I think it's awesome, you know. And so, again, we're very grateful for anybody that helps us and plays our music. And, you know, I mean, this interview, I mean, this is,
sure,
this is big for us, you know.
And just listening, just. Given our music the time of day is all you can ask. I mean, that's if somebody's willing to give you a few minutes of their time and actually consider your work, what you've spent time in, I mean, what more can you ask of somebody? You know, and we thank you all for taking an interest and be willing to sit down and take an interest in the project. You know, there's nothing, I don't think you get, oh, the most fleeting resource we have is time. And y'all are willing to spend it with us, and we're grateful for that. So thank you.
And it's a two-way street. You know, it's like, what can we do to help you guys? You know, I mean, we're all in this together. So, you know, if there's anything we can help you with, you know, like, you know, don't hesitate to ask, because, you know, we're eager and willing. So
it'd be a cool theme song, cool drum solo at the beginning.
Oh, don't get me started. I think about it all the time. Like, if I was walking into this building right now and I had a drummer with me.
We think a lot alike.
I was just telling my boyfriend the other day, I was like, if I could play any instrument, it would be drums. Like, that's what I want to play.
You don't want that. It's a curse.
It's a little late in life for me now, but maybe.
Yeah, when we do load-ins and load-outs, I'm always like, where's everybody else? This takes me
the
hours.
Thing I like to work. I like to work hard. I'm that person that, like, just keep me busy, keep me focused. Like, if there's something I need to grab, I'll grab it. I feel like I'd be a great drummer. I should be a drummer.
It's never too late, you know. So
I'll look into it.
So, question here is, Curtis on Facebook wants to know, which one of you guys is the drummer and how do you see when you play? So, drummer, raise your hand.
14 over here.
14. And how do you see when you play?
I don't. Typically, my eyes are closed anyway. I mean, the mask isn't that restrictive. You can see a little bit, you know. But no, typically, I mean, my eyes are closed anyway. It's more all I really need to hear. I just need to hear more than anything.
I personally love the masks. I love that every once in a while I can catch a glimpse of eyes moving. Not very often, like both of you, I can kind of see eyes.
We're not AI.
People, you know, and that's what's cool too about this. You know, you guys invited us on here, so, like, you know, we can kind of show people we're real, you know, and kind of put some of that AI stuff to bed. And you know, and like I said, it's cool to tell your story, you know. I mean, everybody's got a story to tell. And, you know, some people have some really good ones. Some people has been through some horrible things. But, you know, that's one thing that's, you know, it's good to talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, because, it's, you know, you can encourage each other. And, you know, maybe you've been through something that they're going through, you know. So, you know, everybody helps everybody out. That's the way I look at it.
And you never know what tools you've been given to help somebody else with until you open yourself up to help. And then you'll find out the strengths that you actually really do have that you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, the guy that actually started Rock for Him, I mean, he's not on tonight, but, you know, when he came to me, he's like, I have this idea for a podcast where we talk to Christian metal artists. I'm like, okay, so, like, who are we going to be talking to? Like, Disciples, Skillet? Like, what are you talking here? And he's like, no, I want to talk to the guys who normally nobody had heard of. Let's get these guys on. Let's give them an avenue so people, we can get some eyes and ears on them. We've been doing this for 5 years. I have met some of my best friends because of this show.
Isn't that awesome?
I mean, you guys are now Rock for Him family, in all honesty. We are down for you guys. We are here for you. Your music is fantastic. I can tell that the listeners absolutely love you guys. Oh, and we got another question here. It just popped up. I'm supposed to ask 13 about your Shroud of Turin guitar.
Well, this is the baddest guitar that you've ever seen. Y'all don't even know. I hate it for most of y'all because you've not seen it in person. This thing, the pictures don't even do it justice. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the last few years, I've kind of been intrigued about the Shroud Turin. You know, is it Jesus's death cloth? Is it not? You know, there's a lot of research that people think it is. There's a lot of people that try to debunk it, you know. And but realistically to me, you know, I was just like, if I want to do something for this band, I want to have a symbolic thing that represents this. And when you look at it, it screams Jesus, you know, because again, that's what we're trying to do. So I worked with, they're called Inzane Skins, and we designed this Shroud of Turin style guitar, and it's got several Bible verses that wrap around the guitar. It's got blood splatter all over it. I've always been obsessed with blood splatter guitars, you know, and so this just fits. And so we took the actual image of the face from the Shroud of Turin, and he put it on the guitar. And then it's got a John 3:16 around the sides. It's got a, you know, it says that, you know, he basically took our place on the cross. That's on the front of the guitar.
The headstock's got the 13.
Yeah, the headstock's got my 13 logo. And then you flip it over, and it says the blood of Jesus on the back of it.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful guitar. It's a PRS. I've been a Gibson guy for many years, but I started playing PRS recently. Did a custom tremolo for it. The company had never done a blood splatter on the tremolo, so that was something new that they decided to try, and it just turned out killer. It took 6 months. It was a 6-month process, but when I got it back, I was just blown away, and it just plays and sounds insane. And so Savior was the first song that I really got to use it on. So but it's all over, you know, Savior. It's all over this new song Reflections. So but yeah, it's a cool guitar, and I hope to, you know, one day when we get to go out and play shows, I can let people see more of it. So
Love that. Yes. All right, Kira, what you got?
I had something that I just disappeared.
Welcome to my world.
I do have a kind of a personal question. 13, you talked about you left the church because of just kind of what you saw. As somebody who's kind of going through that right now, what advice would you give me? Because I don't want to get to the point, and I'm never going to walk away from Jesus at all, but I've definitely put some space between me and the church community for the last little while. What advice do you got for me?
So here's what I've learned through all of this, right? And, you know, God showed me some things. So no church is perfect, right? Church is a place where sinners go to find Jesus, right? So everybody is flawed. Everybody has their own issues, and they're all going there. We're all going there for the same thing, right? And God gives us grace. He gives us love, and he gives us mercy. So when you get in those situations at church, you have to forget all of that. And it's very hard. Trust me, it's very hard. But what I've learned is just, and it's like with this band, and I've said this a bunch, you might have heard me say it, I keep my eyes on the cross. So nowadays, I just focus on Jesus. I try not to get caught up in all the drama and all the other stuff, because all churches have it.
Or get in the way.
Yeah. But sometimes your light shines very bright, and everybody's not going to like it. So you just have to be you, and you have to be true to yourself, and you have to follow Jesus, and you have to keep your eyes on him. It's very hard to do, because I face it every day. But if you can try to follow those steps, that's the best advice that I can give you that I have learned.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing for sure. But
So I hope that kind of helps you. You know, it took me a while to get there, but, you know, so.
Thank you.
And I also think, if I can just speak on this a little bit, find yourself a church where you feel like family. It's not just a place you go. Like,
that's right.
My church, we don't agree on everything.
Right.
We don't. Like, they don't understand my style of music. But when push comes to shove, they are my family, and I absolutely love and adore every single person in that church. I don't agree with them all the time, but I love them. They are truly my brothers and sisters. That's what you need to find. If you don't have that at church you're at right now, then yes, look for another one. Find that one where you walk in, and it's almost like you get that breath of fresh air, just like, I'm home. And that's the way my church is. Well, I shouldn't say my church, it's God's church, but I walk in and it's like, I'm home.
And that's the way my new church is, you know, and the crazy thing about this is, like, I kept this a secret for so long, but again, you know, people that know you, they start paying attention to things, but the people in my church have been so supportive of this, you know, I mean, and then this other church that we became friends with, that we used their church to take pictures, like the stained glass windows pictures, I'm sure you've seen. We took that at a church that's not far from us, and those people are, like, I guess they're more conservative. So I kind of left it to, we won't tag your church, we won't say we used your church, like, we're just, you know, we took pictures there. But you know, he was very open with his church about it, and they've become some really good friends of ours, you know, through this whole thing, and they love what we're doing. So that's been very cool.
And it's given them the opportunity too. I mean, many times you think that somebody won't, you know, understand what you're doing, so you tend to not tell them or not get it. You know, give them a chance.
Yeah,
they might surprise you, and that's what's happened to us. And it's more like just like before, not getting in the way, not getting in your own way, because God will provide what you need. He's done it over and over again. And don't get in his way.
Yep, for sure. Yeah,
don't get in his way. I try. It's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And also remember, I mean, even families have conflict. Yep. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't love each other. You know, I'm not trying to say make light of your issues or not, but, you know, conflict is part of life.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just was a runner my whole life, and I avoided conflict. Now that I have Jesus, I'm all about accountability and, you know, going head on. But it's new still to me, so I'm working through it.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, well, before we get into our prayer portion, I got another comment here for you. Curtis, once again, says, Carmen has always been one of his favorites. Will you guys ever cover a Carmen song?
I'm not going to say no, because you really never know. Carmen, when he was on the Riot tour, he actually came to my church, you know, when I was a kid. And I still have the signed photos, black and white photo that he signed. So I've always loved Carmen. You know, so I'm not going to say no, because you never know. He's got a lot of great songs that you could rock up and do some cool stuff with. So. You know, it's definitely on the table, possibly. You know, I'm not going to say no.
Love it. Awesome. And one more question that I want to ask. Are you guys completely overheated right now, breathing in the hot air under those masks and wearing all your gear? Like, how close are you to passing out at this point?
I'm okay. I mean,
right now we're good. It's air conditioned in here. Yeah. It's nice.
He put a good air conditioning in here. So when we were filming Reflections in here a few weeks ago, he had the air just blaring, and we were actually very comfortable. So that's going to be one thing that we're going to have happen, is, like, we're going to have fans blowing all over the place. You know, so.
Summer outside tours may not be in our future.
Yeah, we might not be playing outside, you know, at 100 degree weather. So.
So we're not going to see you at Kingdom Come Fest next year.
You never know. That's one we really like to play, you know. And if they offered us the opportunity, then, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we would do it. You know, we just have to figure out how to do
air conditioned tent, maybe we can do.
Well, and your look would be perfect for the Undead Festival in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, look up the Undead Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been learning more and more about these Christian festivals, and it seems like there's a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, the Immersion Festival is I'm excited, because that's kind of what I'm involved in. That's in Ohio as well in September. Can't wait.
Yeah. Kira's handling Immersion. Our other co-host, Jeremy, is part of Kingdom Come Fest, and we're also trying to start one up here in Michigan. So you guys are definitely on our list to have up here.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to play a show too, because, like, then that gets us out there, and you know, people's got their phones, so then they're filming, you know, and that's what's important, is people to see that we're real and that we're real musicians. We can play this stuff, and you know, and then that opens up the door for being able to get booked, you know. So
for sure. All right, well, I said this about 10 minutes ago, but we're quickly running out of time. So how can we be praying for you guys? 13, why don't you start?
Well, I just ask that you guys just keep us in your prayer. You know, I mean, this thing is it's been growing pretty quick. You know, we hit 5,000 followers on Facebook today.
Yes.
Our monthly listeners on Spotify have grown dramatically. You know, and the more you get out there in the world, the more the enemy is going to attack you. So I just ask everybody prays that, you know, people will just, the Lord will open people's eyes, open people's ears, and, you know, let, you know, maybe work on their heart, and they'll see that we're not what they think we are. So just keep us in your prayers, and, you know, and pray that the Lord just continues to use us to reach the lost. I mean, that's what this is about. And so, I mean, that's kind of what my prayer request would be.
Okay. All right. I will pray for all of that. And real quick before I go into that, Andrew Rodriguez just posted, he wants to know if you guys would ever come to the Washington area for a show. He Absolutely. Wants to see you guys.
Yeah, we've gotten tons of requests on social media, come here, come there. We want to hit all of them. It's really just going to be about logistically figuring out what our show looks like and where we can take it, you know. And it's like we said before, it's got its challenges, you know, especially if we were to try to get on with another act, and whether or not the show we put together they would allow us to do, especially if we were an opening act or what have you. But we're willing to go anywhere and anywhere they'll have us. But it's just logistically if we can make it happen.
And there's actually a song that I was working on. It's called Send Me, I'll Go. And if, once we get to the point where we start touring, I've always had the vision of releasing that song, because it talks all about that. And I think it, you know, talks about shine your light, you know, and taking it to the ends of the earth for the Lord.
Love it. Love it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of here before we run out
Wait,
of time.
Yo, you forgot 13.
13. I thought
14.
Oh, 14. 14.
I thought 14 did his, didn't he? Maybe not.
No, he didn't.
Listen, it's the whole mask thing. Sometimes you can't tell who's talking.
They both look the same. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
You've seen them all. I mean, it could be Grave Robber sitting there for all I know.
It's 17, 14, 15, 16. Who is it? Yeah, we should do that. Maybe get our numbers on here. I don't know.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Name tags.
All right. Tags. How can we be praying for you?
Yeah, I would much the same, you know, that just ask that God, you know, forgive our trespassers, you know, for people who don't understand it. Give them the light to see what we're trying to do. And more than anything, just to make sure that he can continue to use us as the instrument that I believe we've been placed here to be, and work through him, and try to create as many people to come to the kingdom as we possibly can.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Love it. Love it. All right. Now I will go ahead and pray us out. So, great and heavenly Father, I thank you so much for 13 and 14. Lord, I ask that you just watch over them, watch over 17. Lord, just continue to bless them and continue to guide them. Open up the hearts and minds and ears of those that will hear their music. Lord, for anybody that is desperate and needs you and are looking to find you through music, point them in Bloodlined in their direction. Lord, just help them to continue to bring honor and glory to you. Watch over them in all things that they do. Lord, I ask that you just continue to use them as your instrument. Continue to bless them, put a hedge of protection around them, and we thank you so much for them, for their music, but most of all, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on that cross. in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Kira, you know what to do.
Hey, so for everyone in the chat, wow, you guys really showed up for these guys tonight. Thank you so much for your support and your questions. And please, everyone, go follow them on Spotify, all the platforms. You're going to love their music. Guys, 13 and 14, thank you guys so much for being here. It's been an honor getting to know you guys. I'm excited to see where you guys are going to hang out. I can't wait to hear your new stuff. And remember, guys, if you're going to rock, rock for him.
Amen.
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 If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Wade and April Seraph of the band Angel Machine.